and his peace. And I just believe God is going to touch us tonight in many great ways. Amen. Tell you what, when you use your faith to love God and to serve him, it's always worth it. He's going to touch us and he's going to move on our behalf. And I thank God that tonight the Lord is with us. Amen. And so we're just going to rest in him. We're just going to worship and we're just going to see what God has for us tonight and just be thankful for his goodness. Amen. Praise God.
Down on my knees. have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. You are my confidence.
Set a fire down my soul. Can't contain.
The Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't it such an amazing thing that we can just come to the Lord as who we are? Amen. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to remember that we're enough. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded that who we are is enough. Amen. God has made us. God created us. Hallelujah. To worship Him and to love Him and to be His children. And I want us to just remember that we can come to Him just as we are because, hallelujah, we are enough. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we leave this presence, I got a prayer request for our favorite, one of our favorite people. Amen. But Mr. Carey is not feeling too well, and he's got some coughing going on. He was working and got some stuff happening to him, so we're just going to pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Carey before you right now, Father. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask every symptom and every part of this illness to leave him, Father God. And Father, we ask you to clear up this cough and his ability to breathe. And God, just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into his body. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're just going to take a few minutes here to take up the offering. The children are already in children's class. Amen. So we're just going to move right into the offering. And tonight, I just want to remind you that we as stewards are found to be faithful people. Amen. And it's one of the things that we want to do. And one of the things we always want to do is honor God in the area of our giving. Amen? Because the Lord will reach out and he will touch whatever you give him. Amen? And he's with you and he sees what you're giving. He sees what you're doing. And God is always working on our behalf. Amen? So tonight we're just thankful for the goodness of God. And I just want you to use your faith tonight in your giving. And God will be faithful to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bring our offering to you, God. And Father, we bring our tithing to you, Lord. And God, we give by faith, Father. We give as part of our worship towards you, God. And we know that you're the one that looks and sees and touches what we do, Father God. And I thank you that as we give out of our heart tonight, Father God, you just touch it and you just bless us and you just keep us and you do all those things that you do, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I surrender. And I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to look into the Word tonight, and we're just going to touch on a few things, and I think we're going to start here where the Lord is just moving in the lives of people, amen? And he's doing what he does, amen? And he's doing what he did while he was here on the earth, and just making sure that we know how much he touches people's lives and how much he wants to touch your life. And so we're going to look here at Mark chapter 1, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 35. And it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Hallelujah. I just like to remind us all the time that we just need to pray. Amen. If Jesus, the Son of God, had to get himself away to places to pray, and here we see that it says he got up a great while before day. He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. I want you to know that we see other times where Jesus took himself away into the mountain and prayed. And we also know how much he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross. But I just want you to know something. It's important for us as people to pray, amen? And to have our heart open to know that we need to facilitate God in our life, amen? And we need to make sure that on a daily basis we are just praying and being open to God and seeing what he wants to do. And it says here, "And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth." Amen. So Jesus came forth to preach the good news of God and to open up the kingdom of heaven for us. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. I want to remind each and every one of us that the Lord comes to touch our life, amen? And he comes to heal us and he comes to strengthen us, amen? And he comes to support us during tough times, amen? I want you to know that the Lord wants you to know that if you're having your best day, he's with you, praise God. But if you're also having your rough day, he's with you. Amen? Remember, the disciples came to him when he was on the boat and said, Don't you care that we might perish out here? Forgetting that Jesus was in the boat with them right in the middle of their struggle. Amen? So I want us as Christians to never forget that God is right with us and he's coming to be right with us and he's a part of our day-to-day situations. And he's a part of what we want him touching in our life. I want you to know that not every leper during that time was healed. But the people that come to the Lord, the people that seek him, the people that reach out to him, he was right there every time to get involved in their situation. Amen? And what I want us to know is that the Lord is here to be involved in our situations and to touch our life and be involved in everything that we have going on. And I think it's powerful that Jesus moved on this man, and it says that he was moved with compassion. I want you to know that the Lord is moved with compassion toward your life. He stands at the door and knocks. And I want you to know that he's asking you to let him in. And I just thank God that as we go on our journey with the Lord, we can go on a journey and know that we're going to find him. Amen? The Bible says that if we seek him, he will be found of us. Amen? And the Lord will help us with where we're at, and he will help us with the things we have going on in our life. I want to remind you of just something here in the Bible, and we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, amen. And I'm just going to remind us that it says something here that's very powerful. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I want you to know that when we made the decision to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, it transformed who we were. In fact, the Bible says that we're translated into the kingdom of God. Amen? But I want you to know something, that you are chosen. The Bible says that before we even loved Him, He'd already loved us and He chose us. Amen? And here we find out that we are a chosen people. That means that we are people who God has accepted. We are people who God has called into His body. And here it says that we're peculiar people. Amen? Now, I know you guys think that I'm strange and peculiar, praise God. But I want you to know that we all get to wear the title of being a peculiar people. That we should show forth our praises to Him because He's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And it says here that before we weren't a people, amen? In other words, if you don't know God, then you are truly not able to recognize yourself as who you are. I make this comparison sometimes, that an individual person is just like the earth. The Bible says that the earth was without form and was void until the word of God was spoken to it. Amen? We're going to look at this a little bit on Sunday, so I won't go into it too deep tonight. But it says in John chapter 5, 24 through 30, and I love that scripture because in one point Jesus says, I can of my own self do nothing. But what I like about it is it says that when we begin to believe in Him, then we pass from death into life. And what that does speak to is that, yes, we become people that are going to live eternal lives, amen? We become people that are on our way to heaven. But what it also does is it opens us up to the understanding that without Christ, it's impossible for us to become who we are. It's impossible for us to live a full life and be able to be touched in all areas unless Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. I want you to know something, even with us accepting the Lord, amen, life is hard. But at least when we receive Jesus, we can become complete people and we can become who we were meant to be on this earth. I want you to know that everybody on the face of this earth, the Bible says that it is the will of God for all men to be saved. Amen? That means all of mankind, everybody that's on this earth, if they would realize it and recognize it, the first and most important thing for every single person on the face of the earth is to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Get your life founded on the rock Christ Jesus. And I want you to know something, that sometimes in life, no matter where you're at, you have to make sure that you come back to the basics of knowing that you got to put your trust in Him. Because if we're not careful and we don't keep Him as the focus, we're going to get off course. You know, I'd like to pray for young people today because they face a lot more than we ever did, amen? And I say that because you got social media and you got all these platforms out there trying to give them identities. And I tell you what, whether it's TikTok or something else, there's always something out there trying to shuffle them around and make them think this and that, just like likes and friends requests and all that kind of stuff, and trying to get all that stuff going on. My goodness. You know, the truth is, you're going to have a handful of true friends in this thing called life. And you're going to have a smaller group of people that's going to be your support system than thinking that you need however many likes or however many friends you think you need on social media. Amen? But we just got to be careful, because there's so many things that are trying to influence us today that we've got to get back to the foundation of remembering that the Word of God is the foundation of who we are. Amen? And that the Word of God has always been and will be the most profound thing ever in this earth while we're on it. Amen? The Word of God. Hallelujah. Let it permeate us. Let it strengthen us. Let it be our focus. And let us not be afraid to tap into the Word and remember that the Word doesn't change. Amen? The Bible says that our God changes not. Amen? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that means that what God determined was right for humanity is right for humanity. Amen? And it doesn't matter what any other perspective says. The truth is that God's way is the right way. Amen? And Jesus is the foundation of our life. And we have to make sure that we keep that in front of us. And we have got to remember that we are now the people of God. And when we become His people, then no matter what else is out there, what matters is God's way. Amen? It doesn't matter what other people have to say or what their opinion is. The truth is, let God be the orchestrator of what you put your hope and what you put your faith in and what you draw yourself to. Amen? Let's remember that it says here in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I want to remind you to be patient in this thing called life. To remember that every day we're taking a step with God. Amen? And to remember that we have a long-term goal out in front of us, and it's that we're going to live for God throughout this thing called life until the very day that we take our last breath, or until the Lord returns and takes us out of this earth. No matter which way it comes, no matter how we do it, we need to finish our course. Amen? And we need to remember that we want to make sure that we get away from the sins that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Boy, we have such a good example of how to finish our course. We have Jesus, and also we have the apostles and their lives, that no matter what came their way, even though they lived in a time where they were persecuted for what they believed in, and they were put to death and stoned for what they believed in, no matter what, they didn't stop their course, did they? They let the Lord be the author and the finisher of their faith. And I just want to remind each and every one of us that we want to make sure that we allow the Lord to be the author and the finisher of our faith. The Lord didn't start you on a journey to leave you halfway through it. The Lord didn't start you on a journey that He didn't know that there was going to be rough patches along the way. The Lord didn't start this journey with you because He knew that every day would be easy and that there would be no challenges. No, no, no. God started this journey with you because He knows that you need His help in this thing called life. And He started this journey with you because He loves you. He made a way for you. And He gave us the avenue by which we can have a relationship with Him and live the life that was intended for us to live on this earth until the day we get to go to heaven. Amen? So I just want to remind you today to set your faith to just trust in the Lord your God and to make sure that your heart is always open for what the Lord will do. And I want to remind us of just a very popular scripture here. I hope that you've read this before. But in Isaiah chapter 40, I'm going to read a few verses to you. In verse 28, it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." Remember, the Bible says that when we're weak, we're made strong. It says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Wait upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Go to Him. We've got to remember that when we're stressed, go to the Lord. When we've had disappointment, go to the Lord. I tell you what, we got to build our faith on Him, amen? We've got to get scriptures in our heart. We've got to get the Word of God in us. And we have to trust in Him. And we have to know that He's with us, amen? And so we want to make sure that on a day-to-day basis that we're trusting in the Lord. That we're waiting upon the Lord. And we need to know that even when we grow to the end of ourselves and become weak, if we wait and pray and trust in the Lord, He will renew our strength. He will not leave us famished and He will not leave us devastated. He will pick us up. He'll give power to the faint. That means that when you're having difficulty and when you're having struggle, God will strengthen you. Amen? Wow. Them that have no might, He increases their strength. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read you something here in the book of Romans. And it says right here in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I want to remind each and every one of us that we have to live by faith. That means that we have to put God and His Word above our circumstances. There are times where the stresses and the pressures of this life can get you blurred on your focus. Amen? And I'm not saying that life doesn't have its challenges and its difficulties, because it certainly does. But I'm also telling you that above those difficulties, the just shall live by faith. We have to put our trust in the Lord. We have to know that He'll make all things well. Amen? I want you to remember that in your harshest struggles, in some of your hardest battles, God was faithful. So if He was faithful then, He'll be faithful to you now. And He'll be faithful on a day-to-day basis to bring us through the challenges that we face in this thing called life. And I'm telling you that as we put one step forward and as we just keep on moving in this thing called life, the Lord will be there and He will touch us and He will help us and He will strengthen us every time. Amen? Just like that person that ran up to Him and had been struggling with leprosy, and he just said, "Lord, if Thou will, I know that You can make a difference in my life. I know that You can make me whole." And Jesus said, "I will." Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that as you read through the scriptures and as you read through what Jesus did, you'll never find a time where he looked at somebody and said, I can't help you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is the hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. I want you to know that the Lord is never going to forsake us. He knows who we are. He loves us. He paid the ultimate price for us. And he's never going to leave you or forsake you. Amen? He's going to be there throughout each step of your life and throughout each step of your challenges and each step of your victories. The Lord is going to be there. Amen? Remember, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. It's the Lord that gets you up every day. It's the Lord that has you breathing. Amen? It's the Lord that gives you opportunity after opportunity to turn towards him. And it's the Lord who will never turn you away. Amen? And so let's make sure that we remember that God is with us and that God wants to touch us and that God will be a part of every part of our life. Amen? That without fail, he'll be there for us. And I just want to read something here. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, praise God, chapter 13, I believe. And it says in verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love does not vaunt itself and is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly or seeketh its own way. Love is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. I want to remind you that the Bible says that your Father in heaven knows the thoughts that he has toward you. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected future and an outcome. Amen? The Lord knows right where we're at all times, and he knows what we need, and he's here for us. Make sure that we open our heart towards him and make sure that we're willing to move towards the Lord. You know, I like the story of the leper because during that time when leprosy was overtaking in such a way that it was, you know, they weren't even allowed to go out into crowds. They were set aside and they weren't allowed to be around people and be out in the public eye. And that's what I love about this leper. What I love about him is that even though the circumstances at the time was trying to give him an identity that was not good enough to go to the Lord, he was smart enough to shake all that off and go to the Lord. I pray that no matter what challenges you have faced, I pray that no matter what comes against you, I pray that no matter what the enemy tries to make demean you or belittle you or make your confidence move off of God or try to sell you short and tell you you're not worthy and that God's not with you, I pray that no matter what those things are in today's environment, that you would be like the leper and just shake those things off. I'm reminded of a blind man that started crying out to the Lord, and they said, shut up. Leave him alone. Basically, you've been blind. You're always going to be blind. Let him alone. He don't have time for you. And thank goodness that that man, instead of getting discouraged by what people had to say, he called on the Lord even more. I pray that we're people that call on the Lord even more. That we don't let the voice of people or even the devil try to talk us down or keep us limited. I pray that we call on the Lord even more. Amen? And I promise you that the Lord will answer your prayer and the Lord will go with you on this journey of life wherever he needs to go. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you, Father, and we just declare your glory. And God, I thank you that you're with us. Jesus, I thank you that you went to the cross and you were faithful and you have proven who you are as Lord and Savior. You've proven that you're worthy of our trust. You're worthy of our faith. You're worthy of us leaning into you and reaching towards you. And Father, I pray that each one of us would open our heart, God, and that we'd be willing, Father God, to just move towards you, Father. Father, let us come as humbly as the leper came, if thou will, Lord. I know that you can fix our life, and you'll tell us that it is your will to do so, and you'll join in on this journey, and you'll be there for us all the time. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have any prayer requests tonight. Praise God. Online. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over here. I'm going to pray for Miss Sue tonight. Amen. And we're just going to believe God. Nope, you don't have to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that, God, you just loose healing from the top of her head to the toes of her feet, Father God. Lord, that you would just touch her, God, that swelling would leave her, Father. Discomfort would leave her, Father. Every symptom, Father God, that's upon her right now, Father God, I just ask you to loose her and to heal her, Father God, and just set her free. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you that you're touching Sue even now, Father God. And that healing is hers and that it comes upon her. And that all pain and discomfort, any swelling, any difficulty, Father God, let it all leave her. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to keep our hearts open. Amen. And we just want to be available for God to move on our behalf and to just move in our lives because that's what he does and that's what he will do. Amen? So I just want to thank you all for being here with us. Amen? And I thank you for being ready to be here on Sunday. Praise God. So thank you for being here tonight. God bless. Amen? Hallelujah.